Because you see, you become a carrier of the presence of God.
For du må forstå, at du bliver ikke, du bliver en bærer af Guds nærvær.
And where the presence of God is, there's power to heal.
Og der hvor Guds nærvær er, der er kraft til helbredelse.
We were ministering in Cuba.
Vi var også i Cuba.
Now I have to say this because as a U.S. citizen, it's illegal to go to Cuba.
Jeg er nødt til at sige det her, fordi som USA beboer er det faktisk ulovligt for mig at gå til Cuba.
I was totally legal.
Men jeg gjorde det helt lovligt.
I had a permit from the U.S. State Department.
Jeg havde en tilladelse fra USA.
And I had a visa, a religious visa issued by the Cuban government to preach in Cuba.
Og jeg havde et religiøst visa udstedt af den cubanske regering, så jeg kunne prædike i Cuba.
So I was completely legal.
Så jeg var helt lovlig.
We're in this meeting and it was this church was jam packed. They were standing out looking in the windows. They
were everywhere. Og vi var i den her kirke, som var fuldstændig proppet, og folk stod udenfor og kiggede ind ad vinduerne.
Had a horseshoe shaped balcony like this.
Der havde sådan en hesteskoformet balkon, og der var fyldt med mennesker.
So I told our ministry team that was with us. I said let's go by and let's lay hands on everybody in here.
Så jeg sagde til mit team, jeg havde med, lad os gå rundt og lægge hænder på alle herinde.
Well, I felt impressed to go up in the balcony and start over on this side.
Og jeg følte sådan en tilskyndelse til at gå op på balkonen og starte herover på den her side.
So I was just going by and laying hands on each one of them, just quickly praying and a blessing on them.
Jeg gik bare forbi, sådan hurtigt lagde hænderne på alle og bad en hurtig bøn for dem.
And so I put my hand on this man's head.
Så jeg lagde mine hænder på den her mands hoved. Og jeg prøvede at gå videre. Og jeg forsøgte at gå videre til den næste.
But it was like my hands were glued to his head.
Men det føltes som om min hånd var limet fast til hans hoved.
So I came back and
så jeg gik tilbage til ham.
I prayed everything else I could think
of. Og bad alt hvad jeg kunne komme i tanker om.
And then I was looking at all the other people.
Og så kiggede jeg på alle de andre som også kunne forbønne.
I really need to get going.
Og jeg tænkte, nu skal jeg altså se at komme videre. Men jeg kunne bare ikke komme videre.
It was like my hands were nailed to his head.
Det var ligesom om mine hænder var sømmet fast på hans hoved.
Now, to be honest with you,
for at være ærlig,
physically I could have taken my hands off of him.
Rent fysisk kunne jeg godt have taget mine hænder væk fra ham.
But there was that impression of the Holy Spirit.
Men der var den her fornemmelse, Helligåndens fornemmelse.
There was that nudging by God.
Den her tilskyndelse af Gud.
That he wanted to do something more for this man.
Han ville gøre noget mere for den her mand.
This is a byproduct of soaking in the manifest presence of God every day.
Det er et biprodukt af at være i Guds nærvær hver dag.
Apart from that, I would have gone on.
Hvis ikke jeg havde kendt den oplevelse, så havde jeg bare fortsat.
So I said, I came back and I said, okay God, I prayed everything I could think of. Now what do you want to do?
Så jeg sagde til Gud, okay Gud, jeg har bedt alt hvad jeg kan komme i tanke om. Hvad vil du gøre?
I looked over the man's shoulder and in his hands he had glasses.
Jeg så over mandens skulder og i hans hænder havde han et par briller.
They were the thickest glasses I have ever seen.
Det var de tykkeste brilleglas jeg nogensinde har set.
It looked like double Coke bottle bottoms.
Det lignede sådan dobbelt cola bund.
I don't see I could even see out of them.
Jeg kan ikke forstå man overhovedet kan se.
They were so thick, they were cloudy looking.
De var sådan helt slørede.
So I was like, oh, that's it.
Så jeg tænkte, nå, det er det.
I put my hands on over his eyes from behind like this.
Jeg lagde mine hænder over hans øjne bagfra sådan her.
I prayed and asked God to heal his eyes.
Så bad jeg for ham og bad Gud om at helbrede hans øjne.
He opened his eyes. He started blinking.
Han åbnede sine øjne og begyndte at blinke.
A tear started coming down his cheek.
Begyndte at græde.
He picked up his Bible. He could read it.
Han tog sin bibel op. Han kunne læse den.
He could see at a distance.
Han kunne se på afstand.
He jumped up. His family were hugging and kissing.
Han hoppede op og hans familie græd og de omfavnede hinanden.
He went down in front of the whole church.
Han gik ned foran hele kirken.
And he told them what God had just done.
Og fortalte dem hvad Gud lige havde gjort for ham.
And then he stood by the back door of the church.
Og så stod han nede ved bagdøren af kirken.
That was the only way in and out.
Det var den eneste vej ind og ud.
He wouldn't let anybody get out of that church without shaking his hand.
Han, der var ingen der fik lov at komme ud af kirken uden de havde trykket ham i hånden.
And with a big smile on his face.
Og med et stort smil på ansigtet.
He said, I don't need my glasses anymore. God heal me.
Til hver eneste i kirken sagde han, jeg har ikke brug for mine briller længere. Gud helbrede mig.
You see, that is a byproduct of soaking in the manifest presence of God.
Det er et biprodukt af at være i Guds nærvær og soake.
It comes out when you least expect it.
Det kommer når du mindst venter det.
And it becomes a natural, normal way of life.
Og det bliver en naturlig og normal måde at leve livet på.
In 1 John 4:17.
I 1. Johannes 4:17.
The last phrase.
Den sidste sætning.
It says, as he is.
Så siger, der står der, ligesom han er.
So also are we.
Sådan er vi også.
When we die and go to heaven.
Når vi dør og går, går til himlen.
No.
Nej.
As he is, so also are we in this world today.
Sådan som han er, sådan skal vi også være her i verden i dag.
How many of you believe that verse?
Hvor mange af jer tror på det?
How many of you believe that you are like Jesus?
Hvor mange tror, at du er ligesom Jesus?
As he is, present tense, so are you. Write your name in on that verse.
Ligesom han er i nutid, sådan er du også. Du kan skrive dit navn ind i det vers.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't act like Jesus. I mean, I'm a Christian, but
jeg er godt nok kristen, men
you know, I mean, I'm not like him.
Jeg er ikke ligesom Jesus. Vel.
How do you become like someone?
Hvordan bliver du ligesom nogen?
By spending time alone with them.
Ved at bruge tid alene sammen med dem.
The more time that you spend with someone, the more you become like them.
Jo mere tid du bruger sammen med nogen, desto mere bliver du ligesom dem.
That's the problem with our children. They hang around with the wrong kids and they act wrong.
Det er problemet, hvis vores børn bruger tid sammen med nogle børn, som er skadeligt for dem, så bliver de ligesom dem.
They spend time with the good kids, they act differently.
Men bruger de tid sammen med børn, som er godt selskab, så opfører de sig anderledes.
It's exactly the same with adults.
Og det er fuldstændig det samme med voksne.
We become like the people that we spend time with.
Vi kan nemt blive ligesom de mennesker, vi bruger tid sammen med.
And the more time that you spend alone in the manifest presence of God.
Og jo mere tid du bruger alene sammen med Gud i hans nærvær.
The more you take on his attributes.
Jo mere bliver du ligesom ham.
His character.
Jo mere hans karakter
his
får du.
His integrity.
Jo mere hans integritet
his
får du.
His life.
Jo mere hans liv får
his
du.
His love.
Jo mere hans kærlighed.
His compassion.
Hans omsorg.
His forgiveness.
Hans tilgivelse.
And you start thinking like he thinks.
Og du begynder at tænke mere ligesom han tænker.
Because the Bible says that you have the mind of Christ.
Fordi Bibelen siger, at du har Kristi sind.
So because of spending time alone in the manifest presence of God every day.
Så at bruge tid alene sammen med Gud hver dag.
You can become a carrier of the manifest presence of God.
At det der skal til for at du kan blive en bærer.
And you can change the environment everywhere you go.
Og så er det ikke dig, der bliver påvirket af omgivelserne, men det er omgivelserne, der bliver påvirket af dig.
And when you begin to practice this,
og når du begynder at øve det her,
people at work or your friends are going to look at you and they're going to say, "What happened to you?"
Folk på arbejde, dine venner omkring dig, vil begynde at se på dig og sige, "Hvad sker der med dig?"
You're so happy.
Du er så glad.
You're glowing.
Du gløder helt.
What is that all about?
Hvad handler det om?
And you say, I'm just becoming like Jesus.
Og så kan du sige, jamen jeg
because
bliver bare mere ligesom Jesus.
Because I'm spending time alone with him every day.
Fordi jeg bruger tid sammen med ham hver dag.
Do you want to know the Jesus that lives inside of me?
Vil du kende den Jesus, der lever inde i mig?
And then you can lead him to the Lord.
Og så kan du føre ham til tro på Jesus.
In one last verse.
Et sidste vers.
Joshua.
Fra Josua.
Chapter 3.
Kapitel 3.
This is when Israel was preparing to cross the Jordan River into the promised land.
Det var da Israel skulle igennem Jordanfloden ind i det forjættede land.
Joshua had taken over for Moses.
Og Josua havde taget over fra Moses.
And they were giving the instructions to the people. They said, "Okay, now this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to cross the river."
Og de instruerede folkene i hvordan de skulle komme over floden.
In verse 3.
Og i vers 3.
They commanded the people saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priest carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it."
Når I ser præsterne bryde op og gå afsted med pagtens ark, skal I følge efter. De vil gå foran jer og vise jer vej.
Now, what is the ark of the covenant? Talk
hvad
to
er pagtens ark? Fortæl mig det.
Talk to me. The presence of God.
Guds nærvær.
It's the manifest presence of God.
Det er Guds manifesterede nærvær.
Who's carrying the manifest presence of God?
Hvem er det, der bærer Guds nærvær?
The priests.
Det er præsterne.
Who are you?
Hvem er I?
Are you a priest and a king unto God?
Er I præster inden for Gud?
Yes.
Ja.
Do you get to be a carrier of the living presence of God?
Så kan du få lov til at bære Guds levende nærvær?
Yes.
Ja.
And they were instructed when you see the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant, you go after it.
Og når I ser levitterne bære Guds nærvær eller bære pagtens ark,
go after the presence of God.
I skal følge efter.
Don't let anything stop you. Contend for it. Press in for it. Go for it.
Lad ikke nogen stoppe jer. Bliv ved med at følge efter.
Why? Why are we going to do that?
Hvorfor skal vi det?
The last phrase of verse 4.
Sidste del af vers 4.
For you have not passed this way before.
I må ikke komme for tæt på dem, står der her.
Say basically that. For you have not passed this way before. Maybe a different verse.
Ja, det er en anden oversættelse. Men pointen er, at I siger, at I skal følge efter, fordi I har ikke været den her vej før.
Okay. If you want to go where you've never been before, spiritually speaking.
Hvis I ønsker åndeligt talt at gå steder hen, hvor I ikke har været før.
The only way you can get there is to go after the presence of God.
Er den eneste måde at komme derhen at følge efter Guds nærvær.
My prayer is that this church become known as a place of the presence of God.
Min bøn er, at den her kirke må blive kendt som et sted, der har Guds nærvær.
Can you imagine what would happen if each one of you spent time every day in the manifest presence of God?
Kan I forestille jer, hvad der ville ske, hvis vi alle sammen hver dag brugte tid i Guds nærvær?
And week after week, you became a carrier of more of His presence.
Og uge efter uge blev bærer af mere af Hans nærvær.
Then when you come together, the manifest presence of God grows exponentially in this place.
Når I så kommer sammen, så vil Guds nærvær vokse eksponentielt.
And listen, nothing is impossible with God in the full on manifest presence of God.
Og ved I hvad, intet er umuligt med Gud, når Guds nærvær er til stede.
That's what it's all about.
Det er det, det handler om.
So my challenge to you is simply this.
Så min udfordring til jer er den her.
To read the Bible and pray at one time.
At læse Bibelen og bede på et tidspunkt.
But set aside another time to do nothing but seek the face of God.
Men sæt tid af til ikke at gøre andet end bare at søge ind i Guds nærvær.
And stay there until you experience the manifest presence of God.
Og bliv der indtil I oplever Guds nærvær.
As a doorway to the supernatural realm of the Spirit.
Og det er døren ind til den åndelige virkelighed.
That's what this is all about.
Og det er det, det handler om.
This is the key to success in life.
Det er jo faktisk nøglen til succes.
It is so easy.
Det er i virkeligheden så let.
But it's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Men samtidig er det det sværeste du nogensinde skal gøre.
Because the devil's going to fight you.
Fordi at den onde han vil kæmpe mod dig.
Now, and if you're going to be really spiritual.
Og hvis du skal være rigtig åndelig.
The more spiritual you are, the earlier in the morning you get up.
Jo mere åndelig du er, jo tidligere på morgenen du står op.
So if you're going to be really spiritual,
så hvis du skal være rigtig åndelig,
you have to get up by 4 o'clock at the latest.
Så må du ikke stå senere op end klokken 4.
And spend 3 hours with God.
Og bruge 3 timer med Gud.
No.
Nej.
Let me tell you something.
Nej, lad mig sige dig noget.
You know, I told you in the beginning it was difficult and took a long time.
Jeg sagde godt nok, at for mig i starten var det svært og tog lang tid.
But every day kept getting shorter and shorter till it was instant.
Men hver dag blev det kortere og kortere indtil det bare var øjeblikkeligt.
Listen, when you are in the manifest presence of God,
når du er i Guds manifesterede nærvær,
time means nothing.
Så betyder tid ikke noget.
I don't look at my watch.
Jeg kigger ikke på mit ur.
I don't say, okay, I'm going to spend 15 minutes or I'm going to spend an hour or I'm going to spend 2 hours. I don't do any of that.
Jeg siger ikke, nu skal jeg bruge et kvarter eller en time eller 2 timer. Det gør jeg ikke.
Did you know that more can happen in 1 second in the manifest presence of God?
Er du klar over, at der kan ske mere på 1 sekund i Guds nærvær?
Than in years outside the manifest presence of God.
End der kan ske på årvis uden for Guds nærvær.
It doesn't have to take long.
Det behøver ikke nødvendigvis tage lang tid.
There are times where I spend alone with Him. I go right into His presence. He releases visions on the screen of my mind.
Der er gange, hvor jeg går alene ind i Hans nærvær, og øjeblikkeligt giver Han mig billeder og film for mit indre øje.
Sometimes he takes me other places and he shows me things.
Nogle gange så oplever jeg, at han tager mig ligesom væk og viser mig andre ting.
You see, I experience this on a regular basis.
Det er jo oplevelser, jeg har regelmæssigt.
And you can too.
Og det kan du også.
Every one of you.
Hver eneste af jer.
Can begin to have these same type experiences if you're willing to practice.
Kan få de samme oplevelser, hvis I er villige til at træne det.
And so there are times where it's like, you know, I finish my time with the Lord and I think, oh no, I've been in the presence of God all day long.
Og der er gange, hvor jeg træder ud af Guds nærvær og siger, oh nej, jeg har været i Guds nærvær hele dagen.
And I look at my watch.
Og så kigger jeg på mit ur.
And 5 minutes went by.
Og der er kun gået 5 minutter.
And the reverse of that has been true.
Og det omvendte har også været
sandt. Where I've been in the presence of God.
Og hvor jeg har været i Guds nærvær.
And it's like I'm disappointed because it was so short.
Og jeg havde sådan en oplevelse af, at det var lidt kort.
And I look at my watch
og så kigger
jeg
på mit ur. Og så er der gået en time.
It's not based on time.
Det handler ikke om tid.
You know, the second to last verse in the Bible.
Det næst sidste vers i Bibelen.
Jesus said, I'm coming back quickly.
Siger Jesus, jeg kommer snart tilbage.
He said that 2000 years ago.
Sagde han 2000 år.
That doesn't sound very quick to me.
Det lyder ikke særlig hurtigt for mig.
But the Bible says a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day.
Bibelen siger, at en dag er som 1,000 år, 1,000 år som en dag.
So he said that 2 days ago.
Så det var 2 dage siden han sagde det her.
Okay, so don't let anybody put a guilt trip on you and say you have to spend X number of minutes or hours and with the Lord.
Så lad være med at blive religiøs, og lad være med at nogen sige til dig, at du skal bruge X antal timer eller minutter.
You may in the beginning find it difficult and really have to press in for it.
Det kan godt være i starten, du er nødt til at bruge lang tid.
But once you make that breakthrough, it becomes so easy.
Men jo mere du oplever det gennembrud, jo nemmere bliver det.
And it's so wonderful.
Og det er så vidunderligt.
And you wonder how did you ever live life without the presence of God?
Og du undrer dig over, hvordan du nogensinde kunne leve livet uden det her daglige Guds nærvær.
Because everything changes.
Fordi alt forandrer sig.
So, this is the challenge.
Så det er udfordringen.
Time alone,
tid alene,
seeking the face of God every day.
Hver dag.
Not asking for anything.
Uden at bede om noget.
But more of Him.
Andet end mere af ham.
Allowing Him to activate your spiritual senses.
Tillad ham at aktivere dine åndelige sanser.
So that you can see in the realm of the spirit.
Så du kan se ind i den åndelige verden.
You can hear His voice
og høre
more
hans
clearly.
Stemme tydeligere.
You can smell the fragrance of His presence.
Dufte hans nærvær.
You can taste and see that He is good.
Og smage og se at Herren er god.
You can feel His embrace.
Du kan bare føle hans omfang.
You become totally interactive in the manifest presence of God because you are right there with Him.
Og du bliver fuldstændig interaktiv i Guds nærvær med ham, fordi du er helt tæt på.
If you do this,
hvis du gør det,
I promise you,
så lover jeg dig,
your life will be radically transformed forever.
At dit liv bliver fuldstændig forandret
you
for
will
altid.
Never be the same.
Du bliver ikke den samme igen.
But you have to do it.
Men du er nødt til at gøre det.
I probably didn't say anything new to anybody here today.
Det er ikke sikkert, jeg har sagt noget nyt til nogen af jer her i dag.
I don't want you leaving here and say, well, you know, that was nice.
Jeg har ikke så meget. Jeg ønsker I ikke tog herfra og tænkte, ja, det var da meget godt. Det havde jeg brug for at høre.
But God wants us to make that transition from not just being a hearer but a doer.
Men Gud ønsker, at vi skal begynde at omsætte, at vi ikke længere er hører, men gører.
Of making that commitment to follow through.
Og begynde at forpligte os på at gøre det.
So you know what I like to do right now?
Så ved hvad jeg har lyst til at gøre lige nu?
Let's practice this.
Lad os øve os.
Let's just take, you know, maybe 10 minutes.
Lad os bare tage noget tid, måske 10 minutter.
Let's start doing it.
Lad os begynde at gøre.
Now you may not make a breakthrough.
Det kan godt være, du ikke oplever gennembrud.
But that's okay. That first time it took me 3 hours.
Men det er okay. Første gang tog det 3 timer for mig.
But at least we're going to try.
Men så prøver vi.
We're going to start.
Begynder vi.
So we're going to take a few minutes.
Så vi tager nogle minutter.
I don't want you to ask God for anything.
Jeg vil ikke have, at I spørger Gud om noget som helst.
I don't want you to complain about anything.
I skal ikke bede om noget. I skal ikke klage over noget.
Okay.
Okay.
I want you to begin to entertain the presence of God. Allow Him to come upon you.
Vi vil bare gerne I invitere Gud til at komme med sit nærvær.
And just tell him, God, I just want more of you.
Og sige bare til Gud, Gud, jeg vil bare have mere
and
af dig.
All of a sudden, the manifest presence of God will begin to come upon you.
Og lige pludselig eller gradvist vil Guds nærvær begynde at fylde.
And in some cases, you'll begin to hear His voice.
Og nogle gange begynder du at høre hans stemme.
And you'll begin to see images on the screen of your mind.
Og nogle af jer begynder at se billeder eller visioner.
As God takes you into a heavenly vision.
Fordi Gud han viser dig himmelske visioner.
Now when this happens, I want you to just go with the flow of the Spirit. Don't resist and don't try to stop it.
Når det sker, så bare følg med. Lad være med at stå imod.
But allow God to take you where He wants to take you. Allow Him to show you what He wants to show you.
Tillad Gud at føre dig med derhen, hvor han vil.
And in some cases, you know, what you may begin to see or experience may not seem very spiritual.
Og det kan godt være, at det du oplever ikke virker sådan specielt åndeligt.
But as you stay with it, as you keep looking, as you let God bring more revelation to you.
Men efterhånden som du bliver ved med at fokusere og tillade Gud at bringe mere åbenbaring til dig.
It will evolve into more of His manifest presence and more revelation.
Vil det udvikle sig til mere af hans nærvær og mere af hans åbenbaring.
Okay? And then after we do this, we're going to have just a quick time of ministry.
Og efter vi har gjort det, så tager vi lige en kort tid, hvor vi betjener.
Now the presence of God's all over this room.
Guds nærvær er her i rummet.
And so His power is present to heal.
Så hans kraft er også til stede til helbred.
Some of you probably have already received healing since you've been sitting here.
Der er formentlig allerede nogle af jer, der har oplevet noget helbredelse, mens I
sidder her. Others of you, we take just a few minutes to wait in His presence.
Men nu tager vi nogle minutter, hvor vi venter i hans nærvær.
We'll be touched by His healing presence.
Og i den tid vil der også være nogen, der oplever at blive berørt af hans helbredende nærvær.
So let's take that time now. Just begin to focus in on His presence.
Fokuser på hans nærvær.
Sometimes the communication is non-verbal.
Nogle gange så er kommunikationen uden ord.
You just get an impression. You know that you know.
Du har bare en fornemmelse, at du ved, at du ved.
And that works. That's good.
Og det virker også. Det er godt. Okay.
ahead and stop there.
Okay, vi stopper her.
That was 10 minutes.
Det var 10 minutter.
For some it may seem like it was 3 hours.
Nogen følte det måske som om det var 3 timer.
For some it may seem like it was just a minute.
Andre oplevede det bare som et øjeblik.
You see, we're at all different levels.
Og det skyldes jo, at vi er på mange forskellige niveauer.
And it's okay wherever you are or whatever you experienced or didn't experience.
Og uanset hvad du oplevede eller ikke oplevede, det er helt okay.
It's practice. We just practiced.
Det er bare en øvelse.
How many of you felt like you connected with the Lord in some way? Either you, like you had a vision on the screen of your mind, even though you may not fully understand it, or you heard the voice of the Lord, or you could smell His presence, or you could taste, or you could feel Him. Or
hvor mange af jer havde en oplevelse af Guds nærvær, enten en følelsesmæssig eller et billede, eller I fornemmede, at Han sagde noget til jer? Hvor mange havde en eller anden form for oplevelse af Guds nærvær?
Wow, that's great. Wow.
Det er super flot.
Now, see, that's really good. You guys are right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, rigtig godt på vej.
Others of you had more experiences than you think you had.
Nogle af jer oplevede måske mere end I faktisk troede, at I gjorde.
Because most of the time we think, well, you know, that wasn't God. That was just me. I just made that up.
Fordi ofte så tænker vi bare, ah, det var jo nok ikke Gud. Det var bare noget jeg sad og fandt på.
No, you didn't make that up.
Men det er slet ikke sikkert.
That was a part of the process of God ministering to you.
Nogle gange så betjener Gud os på den måde, og det kan være en del af den proces.
I had I'll tell you this real quick. I had a lady come up to me after a meeting.
Jeg fortæller jer lige det lidt hurtigt. Jeg havde en kvinde der kom op til mig efter
møde.
And she
said, people around me saw all kinds of stuff. She said, I didn't see anything.
Og der var en kvinde der sagde, folk omkring mig så alt muligt. Jeg så ingenting.
I said, you didn't see anything?
Så du ingenting, sagde jeg.
No, I didn't see anything.
Jeg så ingenting.
So I said, well, what did you see?
Så sagde jeg, hvad så du så?
And she said, well, I all I saw was red.
Altså, jeg så bare noget rødt.
And I said, well, when you think of the color red, what does that remind you of?
Så sagde jeg, men når du så tænker på farven rød, hvad minder det dig så om?
And she said, the blood of Jesus.
Som Jesu blod.
I said, yeah, what does the blood of Jesus do?
Som hvad gjorde, hvad gør Jesu blod så?
She said, well, provides protection.
Som skaber, giver beskyttelse.
I said, well, anything else?
Og så andet.
And she said, well, yeah. She said, forgiveness.
Og så sagde hun, ja, blodet er jo også noget med for tilgivelse.
And tears started to form in her eyes.
Og så begyndte hun at græde.
And I said, have you had difficulty forgiving yourself?
Så har du haft svært ved at tilgive dig selv?
And she said, yes, I hate myself.
Og så ja, jeg hader mig selv.
And I said, so you've had difficulty forgiving other people as well?
Så du har måske derfor også har svært ved at tilgive andre
yes,
mennesker?
Yes, I hate everybody.
Så ja, jeg hader alle.
So I spoke to her briefly about the blood of Jesus and forgiveness.
Så jeg snakkede lidt med hende omkring Jesu blod og tilgivelse.
In literally less than 2 minutes.
Og mindre end 2 minutter.
She was able to forgive herself for the first time in her life.
Var hun i stand til at tilgive sig selv for første gang?
She was able to forgive other people.
Og derfor også i stand til at tilgive andre mennesker.
Her whole countenance changed.
Hele hendes udstråling forandrede sig.
She didn't even look like the same person.
Hun lignede nærmest ikke den samme menneske.
I saw her a year later. She was walking in total victory.
Jeg så hende et år senere, hvor hun bare oplevede så meget frihed og sejr.
But you see, she came up first and she said, I didn't see anything.
Men først så kom hun op og sagde, jeg så ingenting.
That's because what she saw seemed insignificant to her.
Og det skyldes jo, at det hun så virkede ubetydeligt.
I didn't tell her what it meant. I asked her questions.
Jeg fortalte ikke hende, hvad det betød. Jeg stillede hende spørgsmål.
She answered every one of them exactly right.
Og hun besvarede dem alle sammen rigtigt.
So, don't get down on yourself because you didn't have some throne room experience or you saw angels around the throne of God.
Så lad nu være med at bebrejde dig selv, hvis du ikke lige så engle, der svævede rundt om Guds trone eller et eller andet vildt.
In Daniel chapter 7.
I Daniel kapitel 7.
When Daniel had these visions, he started off seeing animals.
Daniel havde visioner, så startede han med at se dyr.
That's not very spiritual.
Det virker ikke specielt åndeligt.
But he kept looking and it kept expanding.
Men han blev ved med at se, og synet udvidede sig.
until he ended up in the very throne room of God.
Indtil han endte op med at være i Guds nærvær.
He saw God.
Han så Gud selv.
He saw the angels around the throne.
Han så englene rundt om Guds trone.
And then he saw Jesus coming up and being presented before God.
Og så han Gud kom, Jesus kom op foran Gud.
But he didn't start out there.
Men det var ikke der han startede.
He started out seeing animals.
Han startede med at se dyr.
Okay? So, I would encourage you to write down whatever experience you had.
Så vil opmuntre dig til at skrive ned, hvad det er for billeder eller tanker du har haft her.
Even if you don't understand it.
Selvom du ikke forstår
det. Ask God to give you understanding.
Og bed Gud om at give dig forståelse.
Now some of you probably have an idea about.
Nogle af jer har måske en idé om
the significance of what it means to you.
Om hvad de billeder du har fået, hvad det betyder.
Well, that's right. Go with that. Go with that impression. That first impression.
Det første indtryk er ofte det rigtige, så gå med det.
You know what I'd like to get a couple of you just to tell us quickly what you had just experienced.
Er der ikke et par stykker af jer, der har lyst til at komme op og fortælle hvad I oplevede?
Okay. Just stand up. Okay.
Bare good. Rejse jer op.
Jeg oplevede, at jeg så min storebror stå og græde ved Jesus, sammen med Jesus.
I feel like it's on a big boy.
Og at jeg har en stor forståelse af, at han bliver frelst.
And I just feel like he's going to be saved.
Praise God. Whoa, that's wonderful.
Fantastic.
Wow. Who's next? Somebody else.
Er der en anden?
Okay. Here. I'll make it easy on you.
Jeg så et kors, men det var bare et sort, og så så jeg en regnbuefarve.
Oh, good. A rainbow.
Yeah.
Good. What does that mean?
God's promises to us.
That's exactly right.
Amen. To me.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
En regnbue betyder Guds løft, er symbol på Guds løfter til os, til mig. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What about the kors?
What?
It's course it was short. Yeah, it was
cross
black.
Was black. Why was it black?
Well, Jesus first isn't that. There anymore.
Yeah. Amen.
He did it once for all.
Amen.
It's a done deal.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Again?
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Who's next? Somebody else.
Er der en anden?
Somebody else. One more. One more, real quick one.
En til.
Who's
hurtigt.
Next? Who's the brave one?
Hvem er det der modige her?
Good, okay, sure.
Jeg så Jesu øjne.
I saw Jesus' eyes.
Accept glæde.
Accept joy.
Og ild og liv, barmhjertighed, nåde, autoritet. Jeg kunne bare få lov til at se ind i øjnene.
I just felt like watching into the spirit.
Wow. Is that all?
Er det hele?
That's okay.
Well, that's great. Praise God. You see, it's so simple, and everybody's God is ministering to every one of us uniquely because we're all unique.
Gud han møder os hver især forskelligt, fordi vi alle sammen er forskellige.
There's nobody else like you.
Der er ingen anden som dig.
And God knows exactly how to minister to you.
Og Gud ved præcis hvordan han skal kontakte
okay.
dig.
Now, what I'd like to do just quickly.
Det som jeg godt kunne tænke mig at gøre hurtigt.
I want to have an opportunity to pray for God's presence, his healing presence to come.
Jeg vil gerne at vi kan bede om at Guds helbredende nærvær vil komme.
Did you know that there is nothing impossible with God?
Er I klar over at der faktisk ikke er noget der er umuligt for Gud?
Not even your condition.
Ikke engang din sygdom.
Did you know it doesn't matter what the doctor said?
Er du klar over at det har ingen betydning hvad lægen siger?
It doesn't matter how long you've had the condition.
Det har ikke nogen betydning hvor længe du har haft den tilstand.
You can be healed tonight.
Du kan blive helbredt.
God can set you free tonight.
Gud han kan sætte dig fri i aften.
Right where you are.
Lige der hvor du sidder.
Even if you don't even believe that God heals today, you can still be healed.
Også selvom du ikke engang tror på at Gud helbreder, så kan du også blive helbredt.
We see people healed all the time that don't even know Jesus.
Vi ser folk helbredt hele tiden som ikke engang kender Jesus.
They don't have any belief system at all.
De har ikke nogen tro overhovedet.
But then they give their lives to Jesus.
Men efter de oplever helbredelsen, så giver de deres liv
we
til Jesus.
We just returned from Colombia, South America just last month.
Sidste måned kom vi hjem fra Colombia.
We saw 79 blind or vision impaired people healed by the power
of
God.
Vi så 79 enten blinde eller synshæmmede mennesker blive helbredt.
And it was I don't remember how many deaf or let's see here. There was 428 salvations.
Der var 428 frelste.
749 healings.
749 helbredelser.
79 blind or vision impaired.
79 blinde eller synshemmede.
35 deaf or hearing loss. In other words, they needed hearing aids or whatever.
35 døve eller hørehæmmede.
43 lame or difficulty walking.
43 lamme eller bevægelseshæmmede. You
know, many of them came out of wheelchairs.
Mange af dem rejste op fra kørestole.
22 tumors or lumps or cysts disappeared.
22 svulster eller knuder eller cyster forsvandt.
243 received inner healing or deliverance.
243 oplevede indre helbredelse eller udfrielse.
That was last month.
Det var sidste måned.
You say, well, that was in Colombia, South America.
Så siger du, jamen, det var i Colombia i Sydamerika.
Well,
yeah.
Is God in Denmark?
Er Gud i Danmark?
Can he do exactly the same stuff here that he does in South
kan
America?
Kan han gøre det samme her som i Sydamerika?
Absolutely.
Helt sikkert.
Absolutely.
Helt sikkert.
I'll even tell you one quick miracle.
Lad mig lige fortælle jer et.
There was a man that was shot. They didn't remove the bullet because of the location of it.
Der var en mand, der blev skudt, og de havde ikke fjernet kuglen på grund af hvor den sad.
He was in a lot of pain and he was on crutches.
Han havde mange smerter og gik med krykker.
And we did an outdoor meeting and he was across the street. He wasn't even in the park where the meeting was.
Og vi havde et udendørs møde, og han var på den anden side af gaden. Han var ikke engang inde i den park, hvor mødet blev holdt.
But he was listening.
Men han lyttede.
And the power of God came over him. Nobody prayed for him.
Og Guds kraft kom over ham. Der var ikke nogen, der bad for ham.
The power of God came over him. He felt all the pain leave.
Hans Guds kraft kom over ham. Han følte, at smerten forsvandt.
He handed his crutch to his friend.
Han gav sin krykke til sin ven.
He started walking all around.
Og begyndte at gå rundt.
He walked across the street.
Han gik over på den anden side af
gaden. One of our team members went over to him and started talking to him.
En af vores teamfolk gik over til ham og begyndte at snakke med ham.
And he said, "All the pain is left." He said, "Everything." He said, "But I can still feel the bullet in there."
Han sagde, "Jeg har ingen smerter mere. Alt er væk, men jeg kan stadig mærke kuglen derinde."
So this guy on our team prayed for him.
Så fyren på vores team bad for ham.
That God would take the bullet out.
At Gud ville fjerne kuglen.
We got his contact information.
Vi fik hans kontaktinformation.
2 days later, talked to him on the phone.
2 dage senere ringede vi ham op på telefonen.
He went back to the doctor.
Han tog tilbage til lægen.
The doctor took X-rays.
Og lægen foretog røntgenfotografier.
The bullet completely disappeared.
Og kuglen var fuldstændig væk.
It was not there anymore.
Den var der slet ikke mere.
Now that's cool.
Det er jo ret cool.
Is that good?
Det er jo godt.
Well, I said I'll tell you one more.
Okay, jeg fortæller jer en til.
This was in Germany.
Det var i Tyskland.
In March.
I marts.
There was a man that had been in an accident, and they put screws and stuff in his foot to hold his foot together.
Der var en mand, der havde været i en ulykke, og de havde puttet nogle skruer i hans fod for at holde fod sammen.
And the screw was causing a constant pain and irritation to him.
Og den her skrue metalting, den gav konstant irritation og smerte.
Anytime he walked, he could feel the screw in his foot.
Hver eneste gang han gik, kunne han mærke den i foden.
And you know what God did?
Ved I, hvad Gud gjorde?
God completely removed the screw.
Gud han fjernede fuldstændig den.
He could not find it anymore. It was not there.
Han kunne ikke finde den.
All the pain left. He could stomp on his foot. He could run around, jump, he could do everything.
Han kunne trampe på foden. Han kunne løbe rundt og alt.
If God can do that,
hvis Gud kan gøre det,
can God heal whatever you've got?
Kan Gud så helbrede hvad du lider af?
Absolutely.
Helt sikkert.
So, are you ready?
Er I klar?
Well, I'll tell you one more.
Jeg fortæller jer en til.
There was a boy, 12-year-old boy, that was born with a withered hand.
Der var en 12-årig dreng, der var blevet født med en vissen hånd.
He didn't have 4 fingers.
Han havde ikke 4 fingre.
He had 3 little bitty stubs there.
Han havde sådan 3 små stumper.
One of our team members began to pray for him.
En af vores teamfolk begyndte at bede for ham.
His hand started to open out like that.
Og hans hånd begyndte at åbne sig op sådan der.
And right before his eyes, 4 fingers grew out on his hand.
Lige foran hans øjne så voksede 4 fingre ud på hans hånd.
God gave him a brand new hand.
Gud gav ham en helt ny hånd.
Is that difficult for God?
Er det svært for Gud at gøre?
Is it easier for God to heal a headache than to heal somebody's hand?
Er det nemmere
like
for Gud at helbrede en hovedpine end at få en drengs hånd til at vokse ud?
Ja. Yeah. Nothing is impossible.
Der er ikke noget der er umuligt for Gud.
Okay. If you have pain, any place in your body.
Smerter et eller andet sted på din krop.
Your head,
dit hoved,
jaw,
din kæbe,
tænder, neck, ears,
ører,
eyes,
øjne,
shoulder,
skulder,
arm, elbow,
arme, albuer, hånd,
chest,
bryst,
back,
ryg,
lungs,
lunger,
abdomen,
mave,
hips,
hofter,
legs,
knees, knæ,
feet,
fødder.
If you have pain any place
hvis,
in your body,
smerte,
any, if you've been
sted.
Dealing with, so you see the pain is a symptom.
Smerten er jo et symptom.
It's not the cause.
Det er ikke årsagen.
But we're going to just pray in general, asking God to remove the pain.
Men vi beder bare generelt og spørger Gud om at fjerne smerten.
As a sign of healing the condition.
Som et tegn på at han helbreder tilstanden.
Okay?
Okay.
So, if you're dealing with any kind of pain,
hvis du har noget som helst
any
smerte,
place in your body,
noget som helst sted på din krop,
I want you to stand up right now.
Så vil jeg gerne have, at du står op lige nu.
Boy, there's a lot of pain in here.
Hold op, der er meget smerte herinde.
Okay. Can God heal you right where you are without anybody specifically praying for you or laying hands on you?
Kan Gud helbrede dig lige hvor du er uden at der er nogen der kommer hen til dig og lægger hænder?
Yes.
Ja, det kan godt.
Yes. You can receive healing right where you are without anybody touching you or praying for you specifically.
Du kan modtage helbredelse lige hvor du er uden at der er nogen der rører.
Because it's the power of God.
Fordi det er Guds kraft.
And we see God do this everywhere we go.
Og vi ser Gud gøre det uanset hvor vi er.
So we're just going to invite his healing presence.
Så vi beder bare om at hans helbredende nærvær kommer.
I want you to focus on the pain area, the physical condition.
Jeg vil gerne have at du er opmærksom nu på den det område hvor du har smerter, den fysiske
but
tilstand.
But I also want you to focus on the presence of God.
Men jeg vil også gerne have at du forsøger at fokusere på Guds nærvær.
Okay? Because when you're paying attention to your symptoms, you can tell if the pain is starting to go away, if something is starting to happen.
For når du er opmærksom på symptomet, så kan du også være opmærksom på om smerten forsvinder.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's pray.
Lad os bede sammen.
I want you to just completely relax now.
Bare slap af.
Begin to entertain His presence.
Bare vær åben for hans nærvær.
God, I thank you that you're the healer.
Gud, jeg takker dig fordi du er helbreder.
God, that I can't heal anybody.
Jeg kan ikke helbrede nogen.
But you alone are the healer.
Men det kan du gøre.
And so God, we give you praise and glory for what you're going to do.
Så vi giver dig pris og ære for det som du vil gøre.
I thank you that there's no condition known to man that you can't heal.
Takker dig fordi der er ingen tilstand vi kender, ingen sygdom du ikke kan helbrede.
And so God, we invite your healing presence to come.
Så Gud, vi inviterer dit helbredende nærvær.
To remove pain.
Til at fjerne smerte.
To remove sickness and disease.
Fjerne sygdom.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
And I speak to the pain in your body.
Og jeg taler til smerten.
And I say, go in Jesus' name.
Forsvind i Jesu navn.
You spirit of affliction, release that person now in Jesus' name.
Du ånd, som forsager det her, giv slip på den person i Jesu navn.
You spirit of infirmity, lift off in Jesus' name.
Du ånd, som gør sygdom, eller er sygdom, forsvind i Jesu navn.
I speak to every type of sickness and disease in your body, and I say, go in Jesus' name.
Jeg taler til enhver sygdom og enhver smerte i din krop og siger, gå.
And I speak to your body, and I say, respond, body, respond to the living presence of God.
Og jeg taler til kroppen og siger, giv gensvar, krop, giv gensvar på den levende Guds nærvær.
God, let your healing presence increase now.
Gud, lad din helbredende nærvær vokse nu.
Come in power.
Kom med kraft.
God, begin to give them a sign of your healing presence.
Begynd at give dem en oplevelse af din helbredende nærvær.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
More, Lord.
Mere.
More of your power.
Mere af din kraft.
More of your presence. Let
mere
it increase.
Mere af din nærvær. Lad det vokse.
God, just let your presence overwhelm us, just like a tsunami hitting this
lad
room.
Lad dit nærvær overvælde os, ligesom en flod, der bare vælter ind.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Vær helbredt i Jesu navn.
Be healed. In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Now we're going to wait just a moment.
Så venter vi et øjeblik.
And just allow His presence to touch you deeply.
Og så tillader vi bare hans nærvær at røre dig dybt.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Tak far.
Thank you, Father.
Tak far.
Now some of you are already beginning to feel like something has started to happen.
Eller nogle af jer, der har en fornemmelse, at der er noget, der er begyndt at ske.
You know, you may feel heat someplace in your body or tingling or
måske
like electricity.
Måske mærker du varme, ligesom noget, der varme eller sitrer eller sådan en form for elektricitet.
That's not uncommon at all.
Det er meget almindeligt.
You see, God manifests His healing in so many different ways.
Gud manifesterer sin helbredelse på mange forskellige
måder. We've done surveys that showed that 50% of the people that are healed don't feel anything.
Vi har lavet undersøgelser, der viser, at 50% af dem, der bliver helbredt, føler ingenting.
The only way they can find out that they've been healed is to do something they couldn't do before.
Den eneste måde, de kunne finde ud af, om de er helbredt, det er at gøre noget, som de ikke kunne gøre før.
So I'm going to ask you to test your body and to do something that was difficult for you to do before.
Det eneste du er nødt til at gøre, det er at du skal teste din krop og så teste om det om noget som du ikke kunne gøre før.
Check the pain level right now.
Prøv lige at tjekke dit smerteniveau lige nu.
See if it's your neck, just start moving your head around.
Hvis det nu for eksempel er din nakke, så begynd at bevæge hovedet. Hvis det er en skulder, så bevæg skulderen.
Start moving your arm, just start swinging around right now.
Så bevæg,
if it's your back, bend over.
Hvis det er din ryg, så prøv at bøje dig fremad.
If it's your legs, just start moving your legs.
Hvis det er benene, så bevæg benene.
Whatever you have to do.
Uanset hvad du skal gøre for at teste.
If it's your hearing, your eyes or your ears.
Hvis det er dine hørelse eller dine øjne.
Cover up the good eye or the good ear.
Hold dig for det gode øje eller hold dig for det gode øre og så se hvordan hvor tydeligt du hører hvad jeg snakker.
Now it's really important to do this. We've seen so many people receive their healing as they started to do something they couldn't do before.
Vi har set mange folk blive helbredt når de begynder at gøre noget som de ikke har kunne gøre før.
Okay, so test. Okay.
Så prøv lige at test.
I want to find out what's happening.
Jeg vil gerne finde ud af hvad der sker.
If you feel like you've received a measure of healing, it's not complete yet, but there's something that started to happen. You feel like there's improvement.
Hvis du har en oplevelse af at der er en forbedring, det er ikke fuldstændig helbredt, men der er sket en forbedring.
I want you to just raise your
hand.
Så
prøv lige at løfte din hånd en gang her.
Just raise it up. Real
high. Hvis du har en oplevelse af at der er en forbedring.
Raise it up. Good. Good. There's several.
Ja,
okay,
flere.
Father, I thank you for what you're doing.
Far, jeg takker dig for
we
det,
ask
som du
for
gang
more.
I, og vi beder om mere.
I thank you that you started the healing process.
Vi takker dig fordi du begyndte at helbrede.
We ask you to bring it to completion in
og
the name of Jesus.
Vi beder om at du vil fuldføre i Jesu
pain
navn.
Pain go in Jesus' name.
Smerte forsvind
the
i Jesu navn.
The very source of the pain, leave that body now in Jesus' name.
Årsagen til smerten befaler vi at forsvinde i Jesu navn.
Receive your healing this moment.
Tag imod helbredelse.
Because the power of the Lord is present to set you free.
Fordi Guds kraft er til stede
this
til at sætte
yours.
Dig fri.
This is your moment right now.
Det er dit øjeblik lige nu.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Tag imod det i Jesu navn.
Just cry out to God. God, don't pass me by.
Så be selv til Gud. Gud
God, this is the moment.
Jeg tager imod.
Freedom.
Det her er mit øjeblik.
Freedom in the name of
frihed
Jesus.
Frihed i Jesu navn.
Thank you, Father, for touching.
Tak, far, for at berøre
free,
os. For at sætte folk fri. For at helbrede.
For pain leaving in Jesus' name.
For at smerte skal forsvinde i Jesu navn.
Now quickly, I want you to test your body again.
So
I want to find out if there's more improvement. Twist, turn. It's really
krop.
Important to do this. Okay?
Det er meget vigtigt at gøre det. Prøv lige at mærke efter det, om der sker.
When we go to the third world countries and we say test your body, do something you couldn't do before, they're just jumping and running and twisting and turning.
Når vi går til tredje verdens land, og de siger prøv lige at teste din krop,
but,
så løber
you know,
folk rundt.
We're more sophisticated
men
than
vi er lidt
that.
Mere sofistikerede.
We don't want anybody to think that there's anything wrong with us.
Vi har ikke sådan lige lyst til at folk
no,
skal
okay.
se, hvad der.
Just begin to move
det er
around.
Okay,
test.
Bare bevæg dig lidt.
Do whatever
test
you have to do.
Gør hvad du skal. Okay.
Remember the Jesus spilling the ground, made some mud and stuck it in the guy's eyes.
Husk
told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
At Jesus han smurte mudder i en mands øjne og sagde han skulle gå hen og vaske sig i dammen.
He had to do something to get his healing.
Han var også nødt til at gøre
if he had said, well, that's stupid, I'm not going to do that.
Hvis han nu havde sagt, det er for
he wouldn't have gotten
det
healed.
Vil jeg ikke gøre.
No, he had
så
to do something.
Ikke blevet helbredt.
So
han var nødt til at gøre
as an act of faith, test your body. Do something
så,
you couldn't do before.
Som et udtryk for din tro, så
okay.
prøv lige at okay. bevæge dig.
Did everybody test your body?
Alle har testet.
Okay. How many of you feel like so if you came in here with a physical problem in your body?
Hvis I kom her ind med en fysisk tilstand i jeres
krop. And since you've been here, you're healed. I want you to raise your hand.
Og mens I har været her, så I oplevet noget helbredelse, så løft.
Just raise it up real high. I
bare løft den op.
Okay, good. Anyone
super.
Else?
Andre.
Good.
Super.
Okay. How many of you at least 80% healed? May not be total, but you're really you've come a long way. Can I see your
hvor mange af jer vil sige 80% helbredt? I er ikke helt helbredt, men der er sket en forbedring.
Okay. Okay, good, good. Okay, good. Several of you.
Der er flere.
Good, good.
Rigtig godt.
What was the condition?
Hvad led du af?
Okay, you feel like is it much better? It's gone? Is it? Huh? What's happening? Is it gooder?
Det er
what about
godere.
You? Can here.
Jeg ved ikke, jeg har døjet med hoftebøjeren, hedder det. Det er sådan en sene, der sidder til musklen, og da der blev bedt, så kunne jeg mærke en varme. Og jeg har haft ondt sådan, jeg har hele tiden ondt, men lige nu der har jeg ikke ondt. Så det var herligt.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Here, come back here with me. Okay, what was it?
Nej, men jeg har fået slidgigt og har det i ryggen her. Og jeg har det ikke nu. Men jeg har et andet sted, som jeg også har meget slidgigt i jævnligt. Men der sidder jeg lidt endnu.
Okay. Well, in the name of Jesus, the rest of the pain go.
I Jesu navn ser vi resten af smerten skal forsvinde.
Okay. Now, you keep pressing in for it. You keep going for it.
Tag imod den helbredelse.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Who else?
Andre.
Yes.
Jeg har fået konstateret, at min ryg den er virkelig brækket, og det skete for et år siden, men det er dårlig behandling på hospitalet og den slags. De kan kun gøre, hvis de støber noget beton ind der, og det vil jeg ikke have. For jeg har talt med Gud om, at han vil helbrede. Og jeg fortæller mennesker, at jeg bliver helbredt.
Yes, amen. Did you feel like something started tonight?
Følte du, der var noget, der skete i aften?
Nej, ikke sådan særlig.
Okay. Well, Father, we agree with him in the name of Jesus for total healing from his back.
Og vi er også enige med ham om, at der skal ske en fuld helbredelse.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Total restoration.
Fuld genoprettelse.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Tak, Herre.
Who was it? You? Yes.
Jeg havde en meget stærk smerte op på nakken og ned over min skulder, som om jeg havde et stort åbent sår hele tiden, og jeg har blevet bedt for rigtig mange gange. Nu er det næsten forsvundet. Samtidig har jeg en speciel form for slidgigt i mine hænder, som jeg også har mange smerter i. Jeg har ingen smerter lige nu. Så tak.
Praise God. Amen. Father, thank you for touching her.
Tak, Herre, fordi du
rørte
hende.
Somebody else. Was it you? There's somebody. Okay.
Det er fordi jeg har en sygdom, det hedder
fibromyalgi.
Ja. Ja, og så har jeg haft smerte siden jeg kom. Altså, jeg har hele tiden smerte, så jeg har det bedre nu. Så. Jeg har det bedre.
Is the pain gone?
80%.
80%.
That's good.
Ja.
That's good.
Amen.
That means God's really doing something.
Det betyder at Gud virkelig gør noget.
Was there anybody else back here? Anybody else wanted to? Okay.
Første gang vi der mærkede jeg Jesus omkring min hals. Og jeg har haft rigtig meget ondt i min hals. Og jeg har svin i maven, og det er væk nu.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Wonderful. Anybody else? Who else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Want to get you? It's really important to testify because it blesses others.
Det er vigtigt, hvis man oplever en forbedring, at man siger det, fordi det kan være med til at velsigne andre.
It encourages others. Plus, it helps
andre.
To seal your healing.
Og det hjælper også til at ligesom forsegle den helbredelse.
Now listen. Know that. Did you want to testify? Good.
Vil du gerne?
I'm actually praying for someone who's not here. My husband, he has a back problem. Uh-huh. And also my mother-in-law, she also has a problem with her heart and her lungs. And then I was praying for my husband, he's not here, but I felt, I was seated, I wasn't even standing up, but I felt it all coming on my back, like I was feeling the pain he normally explains to me. Wow. The pain from his back all the way to his neck. So I don't know if he's fine, but I believe he's fine. And I'll find out when I get home.
Good, wonderful. Yeah. Well, let us know.
Så hun bad for sin mand og
Pastor Hans here.
Havde en klar oplevelse af, at der skete noget lige der. Hun oplevede den samme smerte i ryggen, som hun ved, hendes mand oplever nogle gange. Så hun har en tro for, at han skal blive helbredt. Og det er hun spændt på at se, når hun kommer hjem.
Okay, now, the key to this whole thing is to soak in the manifest presence of God every day.
Er at være i Guds nærvær hver dag.
And the more that you do this,
og jo mere du gør det,
the more that the pain and the sickness and the disease starts leaving your body.
Jo mere kan du også få lov at opleve, at smerten og sygdommen forlader din krop.
It can't stay there. There's not room for him and that.
I længden er der ikke plads til begge dele.
There's no sickness or disease in heaven, is there?
Der er ikke nogen sygdom i himlen, jo.
The prayer is the Lord's prayer: Your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven.
Og når vi beder Fader vor, så beder vi jo din vilje ske i himlen, således også på jorden.
The more that we experience the manifest presence of God,
jo mere vi oplever Guds nærvær,
the more healing is available to every one of us.
Jo mere helbredelse er tilgængelig for hver eneste
af os. So you can go for this yourself.
Så bliv ved med det her.
You don't have to have anybody to pray for you.
Du behøver ikke have nogen nødvendigvis der beder for dig.
Okay? You can get it yourself.
Du kan selv opleve det.
Ask the Lord about your condition.
Be Gud om og fortæl dig om din tilstand. Lad ham få lov til at tale til dig.
Quiet times alone.
I de her stille tider alene.
Okay?
Okay.
So, you guys are wonderful. I love you.
I er fantastiske. Hvor er det dejligt at være sammen med jer.
It's been great being here tonight.
Det er simpelthen så dejligt at være her.
And I pray that seeds have been planted in your life that are going to produce much fruit.
Og jeg beder om at de frø vi har plantet i aften, at de vil bære meget frugt.
Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Amen.
Amen.